وقفت دف کف الف امد الف هدلس شب مکتس. Let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Hadelah shebemukta rechova she'achere yabatim. This was the area behind the batim. Used to store things there. U'mishimhochi nokat lo. Now we're going to learn halachis about dloseis, about doyma lebinyin, metzike binyin. So why did it have to mention what this delus, for what area this delus is serving as a delus? So Rashi says, "Mishum hochi noket lo, mishum she'ein mishtamshim ba'todir." This is not used frequently. Ve'ein balabayis choishes lo, laseis lo, delus tluya keroi ukvua. And a balabos, since it's not used often, so the balabos does not make a geheri gedeles. Elas kufa keneged ha-pesach. But it is standing up opposite the opening of the by the Pesach, urshu paiseach, and when he opens it up, matila la'oretz. He throws it down. This was just covering the entrance of the rechove, of the muktzeh. V'yesh shetluyais. Other losses were a little bit better. They were hanging on to the mashkev, avol nigroreis la'oretz, but they were schlepping on the earth. So let us see the Perish Chai, page 220. We have a picture of the muktzeh on picture 43 and 44. 43 Dela Shebemukze Avon Igrores Ba'oretz. So here we see where Mukze is and what more or less the Dela looks like. The Ritve, so Rashi seems to be saying that there's a problem over here. There's a problem. Why did the Tana mention Mukze? So Rashi means to be saying Shediba Behoive Mishum Shem Mishtamshim Botoder. So these batlonished losses one can only find in the muktzeh. His front door, you wouldn't find such a delus. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. The Ritve and other Rishonim, Raivet, say that it's more than that. That all the halachis, all the chumris, which we'll find in the sugya, only apply to a delus shebemuktzeh. Why? Because Adela Shebemukzeh, since it is not used frequently, so there, that means when someone seals it, it's sealed for half a year, then he opens it up again. So there, there's a Merzi Kibinyin. Therefore, there are more chumres by Adela Shebemukzeh, that means the halachas which we're going to learn only apply by Adela Shebemukzeh. Masha Enkein, a delus that is oimed l'knisa v'yitziya, we will not need all the tnoyim which apply by delus shebemukta. Now it seems Rashi jumps now to the end of the Mishnah. Ein noyalim bohen. One is not permitted to close this delus. Elim kein gevoyim min ha'oretz. So Rashi says, Ein noyalim bo b'shabbos. Mishum da ovid binyin. Oy, afiluk shi tluya v'nigreres, ein ze kavua. Ushumagbiya ala mashke, kimid eine kavua isham merze kiboyne. It would seem that Rashi is explaining the two cases that Rashi had mentioned before. Rashi had mentioned before there are two oifanim of this Dela Shebemukzeh. One oifen is skufa keneged ha-pesach. He just braces it opposite the opening. Shu poiseach matila la'oretz. V'yeshe tluyais. Others are not so primitive. They're hanging. Avol nigroris la'oretz. So Rashi seems to be saying, now Rashi is going on both cases. Ein ne'alim bo b'shabbos in the first case when it's not toloi mishum da'ovid binyin. It seems from Rashi that this is already considered a binyan d'oraisa. Oyafilik she tluye v'nigreres. Afilo, it's hanging on, so it's part of, it seems it's, this is the part of the hardware of the mukze. Ain't ze kavua, but it's not kavua to the mukze. Shumagvia, when he lifts it from the ground, ala mashkev, kivin da ini kavua sham, merzi kebayne, then it's merzi kebayne. Now, but it's a big chiddush that some are taking a board and being soisim amokim that even without any chibur in the lashon Rashi seems like that mishum the ovid binyam Rashi vice says it's considered a boine. Now there was one case that Rashi the valet skipped out the chidkim shebepilze So Rashi says, "Kaitzim shasom chavilois." He had bundles of thorns. Behiskinam listaim behem pilze. He was masakene to be soisim a pilze. Upaomim shehu paischa. Sometimes he opens this up. Umachzela shalkanim. So that is also a locha einay alim behem. And by everything, it is muta elim kein gavoyim min ha'oretz. Unless they are gavoyim min ha'oretz. Now, how are they gavoyim min ha'oretz? So the Ritva learns, this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens la'alochi, brings other Rishonim like the Ritva, that how is it gvoyim min ha'oretz? It means it's tluyois. That means like we have in the picture, it's attached to the mashkei. But it, unkei gvoyim, that's right, picture 47. That it's tluyois. That means when it's hanging on the mashkei, it does not reach the ground. So then it is considered like, then it's considered like a door, like a chelik of the binyan. That's the case of Gevoyim min Ha'oretz. That is how the Ritva learns in the Mishnah Berurah Paskens Halacha like that. The Baal Tanure Mishnayis says when he explains Machzeles, and so the Baal Tanure says as follows, V'chein Machzeles, so the Baal Tanure says, Einam Kshurim, Ve'einam kvuyim bimkayma. It's not kosher, and it's not kavua bimkayma. Ukshaboyim liftayach, matilan oison al haaretz. Fine. That is awesome. When is it mutter? Elohim kein gevoyim min haaretz. It's mutter if it's gevoyim min haaretz. Now the rehi, the nishmas adam, klala mates, zichy understood this is pshat in the batanure, and it seems that way, even though the bir aloch is the fact pick, because the batanure starts off, machzeles, einam kshurim, einam kvum bim kaim. Sheboim liftoich, matilum naisen al oretz. And the devot's also, elim kain gvoyim min oretz. The vice is gvoyim min oretz is going on before. It's not kshurim, and it's not kvuyim. Bafal pike, if it's not gavoyim in haaretz, it is mutter to be noyel with it. Now the shaila is, how do we have such a hechetimtze? If it's not kosher, how is it gavoyim in haaretz? So the nishmas adam says pshat that it is speaking about that there's the pesach is also beinyan sheyinoil lo yiadelas oimed al haaretz ela sheyiktzas gavoyim in haaretz. That there's an askoife. There's an askoife in front of the delis. So memele, there's a stoop in front of the delis. So it is not called, that's not called nigroris ala oretz. So the chayodam paskins la locha, if there's a askoife, so even though it's not kosher in toloi, it is mutter. The psula is davke if it's nigrar al haoretz. Frag the Gemara. The Reminu, Deles Hanigreres, we learned in a Baraisa, the Mishnah says it is only permissible if Udi Deles is Gavoyim in Haaretz. And we're putting it back. We learned Deles Hanigreres, Umachzeles Hanigreres, Vekankan Hanigra, Bizman shekshurim utluyim le'alim behem b'shabbos, if it's kosher v'toli. Ein tzarich loymer b'yontif. So here the Baraisa says that the Baraisa says even if delas anigreres, it doesn't have to be gavoyim in ha'oret. It's nigreres al ha'oret. Afal pikein, if it's kosher v'toloi, that means it's kosher to the mashkoi, and it's hanging, not hanging in the luftin. Maybe part of it is hanging in the luftin, and part of it is resting on the oret. Then it's mutter, but it's not gavoyim in oret. Lafal pikein the Baraisa says it is mutter. But it's Rashi. Kan kan hu kli sha'oichzim boy meyachoyrei hamachrishe shehein chersh. This we have in the Perish Chai, picture 48. And the picture looks a little complicated, but it's the kankan over here, the Ritva explains, this is the chelik ha'eitz that is stuck into the metal chelik of the machrisha. The bottom is the metal chelik of the machrisha. Here it looks more or less like a type of a ladder. I heard nowadays also in primitive countries, the person who's chayrish, he stands on top of the ladder, and his weight presses down on the chelik habalzel of the machrisha, and that's what it looks like a base. Some of that's how it gets connected to the behemoth that's pulling the machrisha. But al kaponim, it seems this wooden chelik sometimes used to be used to be soysim a pesach. Or they say if there was a behemoth inside, they wanted it shouldn't get out. So you can't use it for a screen door for sure. But al kaponim, it could be used to prevent the behemoth from coming out.
So it says that
we have types of glosses over here, delas, machteles, kankan, even though the all nigra, is bisman shekshurim, no, Rashi says further, ma'amidim oisim b'mokim delas k'neged ha'pesach. They're in the place of a delas. Prevent someone from coming out. Coming in. Is bizman shekshurim etluyim, al matluyim u'dekopet, as long as it's tolly, from the bias, even though part of it is nigra al oret, aber agvoyim in oret lechayish. Omar Abaye. So Abaye answered, b'sheyesh lahem tzir. Sheyesh lahem tzir. So, let's look at the Perish Chai 49. That this delet has a tzir which is jutting out from the bottom of the door.
And the tzir used to swivel and there used to be
a chul on the bottom of the door, on the top of the mashkei. And this has a tzir. Omar Sabaya says, b'sheyesh lahem tzir. Rashi says, b'sheyesh lahem tzir.
The Mukhach
HaMilse, the Delas Kemurahu. So this shows that it is a Delas. You see, from it, it has the hardware of a Delas. Varei hi kshura utluya. So it's kshura utluya, and it looks like a Delas. Leimerzi keboine. It doesn't look like binyan.
Now the
Ritva says claw, when you return it, you can't stick it into the chul shebemitka. That he says is chayev chatas, and we pass in Shulchan Aruch also, that you're not allowed to do. But al koponim, from it has a tzuras adelas, and it's kosher v'toloi, and it has the hardware of adelas, and mamela you're allowed to be seisim the opening in where it is. The Ritva asks Akasha, it mentioned before, the Ritva said, Hadeles Shebemukze. The Mishnah had mentioned Mukze. The Telos by a Mukze is a area which the door is rarely opened. And that's why we're Machma. That's why he has to be Gavoyim in Ha'oret. because since the steam is for a long period of time, it looks like a binyan, not like a delus. So the Ritva asks on himself, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Reminu, delus hanigroris. He doesn't say mukta. If the key of the sugya is mukta, so memela, here it's, it doesn't say mukta. It's not mukta, so memela could be nigras. So the Ritva answers, since from the materials that the Tana mentions that you're using as a delus, which is a kankan and a machzelus, so these materials were only used by a mukta. So the Mela, the Gemara knew to ask
that it's a stira.
The Ritva himself learns a different pshat in tzir. Rashi learns pshat, the tzir, that is the hardware on the door, and from the hardware on the door, one, it is nikel, that this is a door, and if it's a door, so it's not merzik binyan. The Ritva learns that the tzir is that there's a chur in the doorway. That is, you know, that means in the pirtze that we want to be soysim, in the cholol we want to be soysim. So there's a chur there. So we see that there was hardware made for a door. The memele, so if in the Pesach there's a tzir, that's a machlekes Rashi in the Ritva. If you need the tzir in the Pesach, or you need the tzir on the delos. And the Ritva asks Takashe, he says, because the Baraisa speaks about a kankan, he says, this kankan, this machzelus, has a tzir. It's very difficult to understand. The Kocher speaking about that in the Pesach there's a tzir. Rava Omar b'shahoyo lehen tzir. Rava says, it is not necessary to have a functioning tzir on the delet. If it's nikel, that there was once a tzir on the delet, that's also sufficient. Shehoyelem tzir, v'avol gav v'hashta leke. Hekeiro hu de'ike. Lishna achi. So Rashi the Baal was mevayel the sugye, that the whole meduber is merzike boine, ovid binyan, and with a keirim it's not merzike boine. Rashi brings down another pshat. Taime de masnisen mishum de choyfer ba'ol. Now, this Lishna achi,
I find difficulties in understanding it.
The piya be Ita, he says, pshat, that the Lishna Achina learned that the chesaron of Nikaroreis is when it is closed, it is Nigrar al Ha'oret. You're not allowed to close it because it is Nigrar al Ha'oret, and it makes a cheritz. Time of the Masnisa Mishum Dechaita Ba'oret. And it seems the Perish Chai also learned like that. The Perish Chai, picture 52, Mishum Dechaita Ba'oret. Seems the way he makes it, not there will be a chavit in the process of closing it. It seems when he closes it, the mocking where it says that it makes a chavit there somehow, some way. And that is the Isser. The Isser is of Chayfa.
Because surely the God.
So Rashi says, if that's pshat, that the problem is chayfa, dimkein, mai teratzte, derov adomak shahoye lam tzir, kimen dahashte leke, oka ovid chitz. What was the teretz of Rove? That there was once a tzir, but now there's no tzir. Rashi seemed to understand the baye. Seems according to Abaye, since there's a tzir on the door, there's no charit. Exactly how this works, I also don't understand. Since we mentioned before from the Ritva that Tzich, you're not allowed to stick it back into the chul.
How does it work according to
Rashi understood Abaye? If there's a tzir, then it's good, and it doesn't make a charit. But Rav is difficult to understand, because since there's no tzir there, so it should still make a charit. You have to understand how the tzir helps avoiding making a charit. So maybe Poshet we learn pshat because part of the door is elevated already because of the tzir. So therefore it doesn't make a charit. The best of the door. But why did the tzir alone doesn't make a charit? I can't understand this too well. Also, I don't understand this mahalach. If the mechuben is, Rashi understood Abaye,
mean, the Baraisa says you need kshurim v'tluyim. Now, why do you need that for? If the whole problem over here is charit, so how does the, it's negreres, and it's kshurim v'tluyim.
How does that help?
So, how does that help?
Maybe the kshurim v'tluyim makes.
Maybe the kshurim v'tluyim makes.
Well, Kapon, maybe
Kshurim and Tluim
also help
somehow. Also help somehow that the Kshurim and Tluim with Atzir, then it doesn't make a Charit somehow.
But
Rashi doesn't understand, but according to Rav, Tzir shouldn't help, there's no Tzir anymore. But
Im
Kain Krab Yehuda Boi Lukmei, Dom Adob Hashem is Kabanos. So the Rashi says, so then what's the problem? The Gemara is asking a stira from the Baraisa. Let us say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he asks that Adov Hashem is Miskaved. The Baraisa is going some according to Rabbi Shimon. The first Bemison, it would seem that Rabbi Nechananel learned this pshat. Rabbi Nechananel says,
Porik
Abaye,
Shiesh Ben
Tzir, Rav Omar Shoyel Emtzir, Loima, he says, Kivin, Shohoyel Emtzir, Ein Soigrin Lahen Bedoichek, Lefichach Ein Chelzim Charitz Ve'eis Shesoismen Lefichach Mutter. So we see that Rabbi Nechananel learned, he seems to answer Rashi's kasha, exactly what he says I don't understand. But Al Kaponim, he seems that he seemed also to learn that the Yisr is Al Charitz, but since there was one tzir, even shahoyulam tzir in tzigrim lahen b'toychik, so therefore there's no charitz.
Look the Gemara weiter.
Meisve delas anigreres umachzelas anigreres. Bekan kan anigra, bizman, shekshurim, utluyim, ugvayim min haoretz, filo molaynim ne'alem behem, bilav ein ne'alem behem. Now, the Rishayim had a girse, the Ritve had this girse, and the Nishma Salim said, Rashi also had this girse, that we're missing something. Let's say again the Loshna Bereis. Meisme, Delos Hanigreres, Matzolos Hanigreres, Vekan Kan Hanigrer, Bizman, Shekshurim Utluyim, Vyeshlam Tzir, Ugvayim in Haoret, Afilum Aloinim in the Alamem, Vilav in the Alamem. So the Bereis it said that it has a tzir, and you'd also need ugvayim in haaretz. So now a teretz just became book. And it seems Rashi learned like that, because Rashi says ugvayim al metavayubina. It's not sufficient. See, what are you telling me? Your whole teretz was that the baraisa before that says nigreres is mutter because yeshlam tzir. It's not true. It says yeshlam tzir. We need tzir and gevayim min haaretz.
So the Gemara answers,
chovem metaretz, abayim metaretz l'tavim lav, hinei alim bay. Minah v'lam in malabem, abayim metaretz l'taymei, v'rovem metaretz l'taymei, abayim metaretz l'taymei, oy sheyesh lam tzir, oy shegavoy yis min haaretz. That means the vav does not mean it's not a vav achibur, it's vav that hamavad.
Oy.
Chovem metaretz l'taymei, shehoy yilam tzir, but also it's an oi. That Sheshlom Tzir means that what was once a tzir. Oi shegevayim min
ha'oretz.
Let us see Taisvitz. But al kaponim the kasha was that Taisvitz with the sefer v'ayistoyis with a tzir you need gevayim. And here you say with a tzir you don't need gevayim. So Taisvitz meisvig dals anigreres so Taisvitz b'laf ochi alamotz lakshi yereisha le sefer. What is the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is
Ugevoyim in Oz means Oyshe Gevoyim in Oz. That's the term. Fine. But the Maxim held it's above Achibo. So if it's above Achibo, so the Bereis doesn't make sense. It starts off Delis Anigreres. It means it's Nigra Al-Horet. It says Ugevoyim in Oz. It's a double talk. Now the Gemara asks Akashe. The Gemara asks Akashe from the same. You need Gevoyim in Oz. You said before you don't need Gevoyim in Oz if there's a Tzir. But the Reish alone is schwer. Kaitzim is branches of thorns.
Chavilin.
Shehiskinan lepiltze. Now the hiskinan lepiltze means that he was miyachedit to be seisim lepiltze. Lepiltze shebechot.
The chiddush is over here.
So the chiddush is over here. That even though it's not mukze, shiskinam lepiltze shebechotze, bizman shekshurim utluyim ne'alem ben b'shabes, ein tzav leima b'yont. You need kshurim utluyim. The Ritva says kshurim utluyim means also she'einam gevoyim min ha'oret. That's the touch kshurim utluyim, because it doesn't say nigreres. Neilem ben b'shabes, vein tzach leim ben b'yont.
Now, what is the chiddush over here?
Mistama, this was a pirtze shem b'chotza. And according to the Ritva, we have mentioned that the whole chumre of delis, that you need gevoyim min ha'aretz, is because it's a delis shem b'mukze. So Lachaira here was speaking about Achotza. Achotza Lachaira does not have the Chaymer of Mukta. So Lachaira, but that's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. She's keen on the Pirtzah Shebachotza. That means this is not the Delos that Nichnas V'yaitze. This is his keen on the Pirtzah Shebachotza. This was made to be Saisam the Chotza. But perhaps, just like he had in the Mishnah, we had the Mishnah also, Bechitkim Shebe Pirtzah. This pirtze could also be shebechotza, could be. Kaitzim shasam chavilis usin listam ben pirtze opomim shu paisa. So this is a pirtze which is equivalent, I mean a pirtze which is equivalent to a mukze. It's not usually opened and shut. So the Baraisa says, so how would his skin on, how would it's his miyachedit, that alone does not help. You need it should be kosher betoli. Delas almone anigreres ein le'alimbo. Now what does that mean? Sarashi says delas almone. Delas shehi almone mitikuneh. Does not have the hardware that a delas should have. It's missing its tikunim.
Shash wants to say maybe
they want to take Shad Delos Amone. Delos that belongs to Amone. A woman usually doesn't take care of the Chitzaini is of the male can end up by becoming a Delos Amone. A Delos Shal Amone does not even have a Delos. Hanigreres, ain't they Alimbo. So one is not permitted to shut, to be loyal with it. Heichi domi delas almone, hike da omri de chad shife, hike da omri de les loy gishma. Delas almone, delas almone mitikoneo, de chad shife, asuya mikeresh echot, that's picture 53. It's made from one board. Now it seems in those days the doors were made from a multitude of boards that were banged together. This is made from one long board. Asuyi mikere shechot. The hoche vadi merze kebayne. So here it looks like a bayne.
ונוסן קרש בקייסו, שאין בו הקד, ונוסן קרש בקייסו. So it looks like he's being sisem with this board. He has like a large plywood board, and he's being sisem the kaisel. She'ain bo heker delis, that he has no semblance of a delis. So let us just see, Taisa should understand what we're speaking about. Delis amona nigreres ene alabo, peirishri v'ayri shesh lamtzir. We're speaking about that it has a tzir. The ein lehen tzir, ma'iri and delas amon, afilu delas achin and ami. We were learning it. Because it says it's nigreres, so it's nigreres. So you don't need delas amon, all the losses are ein lehen tzir. Speaking about that it has a tzir. But since the whole delas is of one board,
so
it doesn't have a tzura v'delas, so it used to have boards going vertically, they used to have boards going horizontally to strengthen the door. That was a normal door. This door did not have these boards. So again, it looked more like a wall than a door.
He asks, what is a delas almone worse than a kankan?
Kankan also doesn't look like a door.
It is good.
So why is this better than a kankan?
The Ritva says, the Kankan, Ein Chaseirem Mimlach Tamlo.
It means he's taking a Kankan, he's using this as a steamer. Avol Delas Almona Leinigmer Amalachta, Veniris Kedav Baalme, Vein Eniris Kepeseich Vesoige Bedelas, Elo bedaf v'nire
kibayim.
Exactly what he's saying, that means since it's not nigbar, so this shows this is not being oime for delas. A kankan, for some reason, is ein chseirem, since it's a dover ha-nigmar. Sarkochoch, he's using this for a door. He's using this to block the opening. But since here it seems as a svarav, if it's into slow,
This
looks like boinim. This is worse than a kanka.
Now we're finished with this inyan of dlosses.
Omar Rav Yehuda,
Haim
Midei Rosa,
Mimailo
Lemato Shori, Mimato Lemalo Osa. Now this is picture 55. When they made medeiros, they used to first take logs and make a square, and then they used to rest on top of the square. They used to go and put other logs on top of them. Now putting on top of the square the other logs is a shiloh of oil. Let us see Rashi. Medeiros hesek godol is milamaylo lemato. So if you want to make this in yontev, says leches ha'etzim hol yoinim ba'ave, you should first lift the etzim hol yoinim. The law says tachtoinim milamato, and then put the tachtoinim underneath. Shari This is not considered binyan leiholim because I'm not doing it kederet binyan. But first to make a square, kederet shayis l'chnei asorim. Ulesader el yoinim lemaila, dahainu ke'ein binyan oil, you're first making the mechitzis and then making the gag. Oil for gag ayosim. Horigasim l'malo l'mato shorim l'malo. That's the first halacha. The same halacha applies by Beyim. the Rashi. We have also 56. Two pictures. Picture 56.
So let us see Rashi.
And 57. So let us see Rashi. V'chein be'yosel l'sad ha'rabeyim ala gecholim ha'gli barzel shekoyrim giradil. It's a type of a grill. So we have here the Peirush Chai brings the picture. Really, he brings, because the Rishonim bring down the chilek on Rashi. So this grill was made in two ifanim. One way this gradil was made, the way we have in the picture, that were taka mechitzes. There were mechitzes on the sides of this gradil. The bayim were put on top. So you have here mechitzes, and now you're making the oihel. Others said the gradil b'chlal didn't have mechitzes, looked like a tripod. That was only bars coming down. Mokoponim, Rashi says
that's what it looked like.
Oh, yagabi shnei eitzim shemakifin ze eitzel ze. Or it could be by bayim another case that they used to took. Take two logs and put one next to the other. And the one in the space between the two logs is going to put eggs there. So the loch is as follows. Soch leches beyim biyodi alohu. Machaveri yitin eitzim tachtei. Need me mailo lemata. Vechein kidro. Vechein kidro. This is a kideira.
It is not
permitted to take 58. Ein makif in shtei chavis. One is not permitted to take two barrels and put them close one to the other. This way, aleim as a kedera, because by putting the kedera on top of the two chavis, you're making a loy. Omer Rav Yehuda, lakif chavis, tchila, lakriven, zeitzel, zet. Bad, you're not allowed to do it to first bring together the two chavis. Acha karit and kedera loy. Another law. V'chein puye. That is picture 59. V'chein puye. Mito shenoisim sorim bedrochim. This was a portable mito that the sorim used to take when they went on a journey. B'shal pokim it came apart. Yeshlam oir oruch mukif luloy. It was a very long piece of leather. Mukif luloy. That it had luloy. Tied the loys baruch esamita on the two sides of the mita. Shupir kan matar la loys va'oir noif. Then the oir fell down. Amsak ne biyantim tzach leches oir shatuach malamayla. Spreads out first the oir. Achar kach yaviyu araglai im aruchis v'shiviyu tach. Abol ha yishivu tchila aragmo v'achar kach yishatei achar. Then v'chein chavisa shemisav v'chavis b'marta shura al shure. Rabbi Yishol Cheres Hain Kain Kadin Doil Lokad Rabbi Yudha Hochi Gabi Masnissin Sanar Ashi Bins Another Raya Keneged Da Pshat Shma Amin Orpaim Da Masnissin Mishum Binyin Vloy Mishum Choyfa. That is another Raya Keneged Da Pshat.
V'chein Beyosa Perish Bekuntres
Zog Taisis, V'chein Beyosa, Perish Bekuntres, Shemesader Beyim Al Klibarzo Shekayim Gradil Belaz. Bein Nira Lari. The Reed does not like this pshat. The Derech Binyim Bekach. To assume that this is called Derech Binyim. Why? Shekol HaMechitzois Asuyois Kfar. That means if you bring this gradil, and then you put over the gradil, bayim, that is not considered derech binyan, because you are not building the mechitzes. Derech binyan is if you first build the sides, then you build the top, that's called derech binyan. But if it's built already, this gradil already has mechitzes on it, you just bring it to this mokim. Leitomi lechavis upuye the mesader zu eitzel zu. There you're building the mechitzes. By putting one next to the other in order to be able to put the third thing on the top, so that's called derech bin. I'm making the mechitzes of the oil. But if you have a fartik kizach, like you're just putting on top of it the bayim, that is not called derech bin. B'teida, so you have to push it to laniach teir al gabi tarpida. You can put on top of a tripod, you can put a pot. That's also the same problem. Why isn't it called you're making an oil? So Al-Kochoch, since you're not putting the walls together, because the walls are together already, so just putting the oil on top of mechitzos, which are made already, there's no such issa of nira kimpinyan. Therefore, the second shot of Rashi, that he puts eitzim, he brings close together one eighth another, that is considered asiyas amechitzes. Oy beyin, u'minir beyal gabeyin. So that's called I made the mechitzes, and then I made the oil. Uma she'onu mesadrin, kiker mikan, v'kiker mikan, v'kiker al gabeyin. On Shabbos we do such a thing. Oy b'seifer is a picture seifer, also the same thing. Lucky suvel shetzorich la'aver shetachteim. So Taisa says another pshat. You need the aver tachteim, then it has a shame oil. If you don't need the aver tachteim, here we don't need the aver tachteim. Seems by a mitzvah, Mishnah Berurah says, what the aver tachteim? You have to hold your shoes there. So memeil, that's the aver tachteim. Inami leidomi lebinyin, goran, that's an interesting mahalach, okshoisa al gavi kalke, uloi al hashulchan. Whatever you put on the shulchan, that's not doime lebinyin. Look to Gemara weiter. Amalei hu tzeduki le Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananye. Chitko, he called him a thorn. Dechziv b'chu, because the pasuk says, Toivam kechedek. The good ones are like thorns. A mistamayir, a good to eat. A mistamayir, a thorn, enough in the pasuk. Amalei, so he told him, Shatye, Shaita, Shofil the Sefer Dikor. You don't know how to retire your Pasuk in Nach. Look at the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Dachsiv, Yoshel mi Mesuko. Let us see what Rashi says. Chitko Moshel Kikoitz. Tuvam Kechedek, Toivim Shebehem Kikoitz. Shofil the Sefer Dikor. Hashvalei Necho Leshafel Leshofle Shel Mikro Lesoifoi. Tirei Shel Leshvachu. Yoshel mi misuke, hayishorim shebonu, meginim oleinu kisuke. Fakel, so we are protectors, atonis. Fakt the gemore, me'elo mai tubam kechadek, es kishem shechit kemalolu, meginim ala pirtze, kartoivim shebonu, meginim oleinu. That means we have the milus of a, of thorns, protect, we're meginim. They will trample them. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mahatkin kamei b'shachakta mimeno chotam. Kumi v'doishi sefer dekro v'adi koisa amin. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Lo yamid odom b'shus hayochid v'yivtach b'shus hara. We have a picture in the Perish Chai. That's picture 21.
216.
Yeah. It's picture 21 on page 216. He's standing in the Rishus Hayochid and he stretches out his hand. He picks up the key to open up a door in the Rishus
Hayochid.
So the Mishnah says, Lo yamid odom b'shus hayochid, v'yiftach b'shus harab. B'shus harabim, let us see picture 62 now.
Bereshus HaRabim, he shouldn't stand Bereshus HaRabim, the Yiftach Bereshus HaYot. The case is in picture 62, he's standing in the Bereshus HaRabim. He wants to open up a door Bereshus HaYot. Now this door, the lock, is Lamaila Meyutvachim. The key is also Lamaila Meyutvachim. The key is on the roof, the way the Rashi explained. She's taking the key off the roof, which is Lamaila Meyutvachim. He's opening up the lock, which is Lamaila Meyutvachim, and he is standing in the Rishus HaRab. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though the Rameyahot is not allowed to do this, because if he pulls down his hand, Toich Yutvachim, so he was making Rishus HaYochi Rishus HaRab. So therefore, so in the first case we're afraid he might bring back his hand into the Rishus HaYochi. The second case, we're afraid he might bring the key into the Rishus HaRab. Vayamid Odom Rishus HaYochid V'yiftach Rishus HaRab Rishus HaRab Yiftach Rishus HaYochid Elam Kein Oso Mechitza Gavoya Asorat Vochim. For making Mechitza Gavoya Asorat Vochim, that is picture 63, so Memelo, so the Mechitza Asorat Vochim, so now when he's standing in front of the door, he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid. So there's nothing but to worry about. Bivrei Rabbi Meir. Amru loy ma'ase b'shuk shal pitmim. This was a shuk where there were butchers there. Shoyu b'Yerushalayim. Shoyu noyelim. They used to go and close the doors. Manichnas matech b'chaloyin shal gabia pesach. They used to stand in the Rishus HaRab. They used to take the mafteach from the chaloyin to the shemanichnas mafteach v'chaloyin shal gabia pesach, and they used to open up the lock with the mafteach. Yes, yoimer shuk shal tzamorim. It wasn't the shuk of the butchers; it was those who Isaac in tzemer. Zot Rashi. Adam, the Rishus HaRab, the Yoshit Yodoi, the Milo, the Rishas has the word, the Rishus Gavoya Meyasor. Should not lift his hand, the Rishus Gavoya Meyasor, the Rishus Gavoya Now, like here, we have Bemison Lechaira, Tzadecha Damirah de Kechidish. Like here, a person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and what he's holding Lamaila Meyud is considered it's an Amokim Ptur. We don't go with Hanochas Gufoy, Hanochas Chayfetz. Since Yodai is Lamaila Meyud, we had in Sech the Shabbos at Tzadik Beis, if a person is Moitzi Amasri, Lamaila Meyud, Rashi says they're speaking about he's holding him to Yodai, and the Chodesh Ha'Aviv seems to be learning there, that he's taking out Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaRabim, and that was the Hanocha, the Hanocha was, his hand is Lamaila Meyud, and that was the Hanocha, Meshus HaRabim. That's how it seems that the Chodesh Ha'aviv learns Pshat. So there it says, if a person is standing in the Rishus HaRab and he holds something Lamaila Meyud, it's considered Noch Ba'oret. And here it says that he's standing in the Rishus HaRab, whatever is Lamaila Meyud is considered B'mokim Ptur. I don't know clearly the difference between the two sugyas. Al Kaponim, it's only Osmi the Rabbanim Zeir Hashem Yivyanu Etzlo Soich Asol. Al Kaponim, Elim Kein Osolo Mechitze, V'yamid B'Soicho V'Seif HaKoi. The Seif, he's standing in the Rishus HaRab, opening up the Chnus that's Rishus HaYochid, taking the Matech from Rishus HaYochid, if he makes a Mechitze, there'll be no problem. Vitmin Katzovim, Noilim Pesach, Anusin, Bo'im the Mishus HaRab, Manu Lamanu Miyasoret, Zmorim, Oichrei, Tzanutin, Bo'im the Mishus HaRab. Zot Gemara, רבון אומר אומר מאיר בישטר בשוסרב מהדר קאמל
אומר אומר
I don't understand what is the time of the רבון אומר מאיר The mayor says that one is not permitted to stand in the Rosh Hashanah and open up Rosh Hashanah. And they brought a raya from Yerushalayim.
Fragt
die Gemara, the Omer, Mahadre Inu Kamelus, what's the raya from Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is a Kamel. The Omer, Rabbe Bar Bachon, the Omer, Rabbi Yechanim, Yerushalayim, Il Molei, Dal Seisen, Olei Zbalaylo. If the doors would not be shut at night, then it would be Rishus Haram. Chayom Olam Mishum Rishus Haram. But now, since the losses are shut at night, it's not a Rishus Haram. The Ritva says, the Gemara is Lav Davke, it's not a Kamalus either. It's a Chotzer Sheinim Urebet. It's better than a Kamalus. So, Kaponim, what raya do you hear from Yerushalayim? Madele inu kamlus, mit mir der Shalayim, kula kamlus, she kula kehatsu shal rab mishlayir. Ta hoyo, vidal say seo, nin olois balaylo, ma'arvin es kula, she gmara da hoyo Shalayim. Hayob na leo, di ir shal rabim hi, rashmu shitosi ni tishim ribuy, shechlusim harbei boin lo. That a lot of people used to come. It means even though in Yerushalayim Gufa there wasn't Shishim Ribuy, but since it was a Mokim, that was Moishik from other Mekaymes, so it's called that there was Shishim Ribuy Moivim Vishab. Abul Achshav the Valsi said, in Ola Islam Rishusaram, Sha'ina Kedigle Midba, Shehu Derech Pasuach Kol Shom, it was known to parents. Kiven, some amay with the Kamlasi, less long the Migza, Shaloyam in Bov, Yiftach, Mishusayah, and Luba Maisila. Dinami Maisila, which was Baumel. Say, Luzel, like a dream, that's the most cash on the Chachamil. How are you bringing a Reich and Neged Ramay from Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is a Kamel.
How are you bringing a Reich and Neged
Ramay from Yerushalayim? Omar HaPope kam kaidim shenivra tzubo pirtzis kam lacha shenivra tzubo pirtzis. Reif HaChachamim was that after was nivra tzubo pirtzis in the Chayme, And afterwards, it seems, so it's self-medalsis, go to the pirtis. So after it's nifu to pirtis,
go to the pirtis.
He's an emissary, Rishus Harab. Ba'afal Pikain, they used to do this. So the raya was after the
pirtis. They used to do this.
So the raya was after the pirtis. Rava Omar, Sefer Ason, Lushari Gine. The Sefer, we have another Bav in the Mishneh, which we didn't notice. There's a Meya Asad Afilu Akamalis, to stand in Akamalis and to open up a Rosh Hashayach. Now the Ritva says a beautiful Rayin, remember the Rosh Hashas Meirat here, Now, Ritva says, where do we see Kamalus in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is only speaking about a Rosh Hashanah. Where do we see that Rameya asked the Kamalus? Look, the Ritva, a beautiful vote. Rameya said that a Rosh Hashanah is only mutter any Rosh Hashanah unless he makes a Mechitza Asor. Like the Ritva, why do you have to make a Mechitza Asor? Make a Mechitza test.
I used to make a mechitza asor.
If you make a mechitza test, so you're standing in a kamalus. So weißt doch, eis von Rameya, the Rameya holds now to stand in a kamalus also and open up a Rishus Hayoch. So Memele, so, and this Nikude, that Rameya asked the kamalus, and that Rambo the Raif from Yerushalayim. Bavo Amar Seif Asson Lishari Gid Vachi Kamal Mechain Le Yamid Bishus Hayach Vifter Bekamas Bekamas Vifter Bishus Hayach Elim Kenos Mechitza Gvoi Asor Et Vachim Dibre Rameya Amulai Meis Bishuk Shal Chatom Im Shai Berishalayim Shai Yenoylim Emanich Mez Mastech Bachaloy Shal Gabi HaPesach Ab Yaisi Oymer Shuk Shal Samor Zog Rash Shal Samor Seife Ason, Rabbonon, Osir Leflugi,
השערי גינה, לשער גינה שהיא כאמולס, וכוסר המלם את בו, בוי ששודוי, עמוק עם גבויה, עשור ורכב הבו, שור רשוסיות, ביטו מבטיה, מן על הגבויה מייסור, וימן בשוסיות, גם בחצרוי, ויוי שדיודוי, גינה הסתר החור הסתק, ביטו בוי מבטיה, תפטר בו מן על, מתריך הגינה, שמיים שער מבטחת, שמושך המחתכת מחמר המאה מפלו בשיש דרבון חן לא יעמיד בגינת יוי שדיות למוק גבוה יעשור וברוי כבר שור רשוס היוחד מפתח מונת בוי ויבטח המנו למייל מייסור גינה קמלסי דהה ביועס מבית סוסויים
גינה קמלסי דהה ביועס מבית סוסויים
אלם כנעוסו, הספר קוי, באשתקי קוי בגינה, קוי ברשוס היוחד, ואוי לעד לא רכי.
קוי ברשוס היוחד, ואוי לעד לא רכי.